Welcome to the Loving Wellness Podcast, your compass to embracing a holistic approach to health, one that extends love not only to your body and spirit, but also ripples outward to those around you. I'm your host, Ava Nori, a registered dietitian and your wellness BFF. Together, we'll dive deep into all the ways you can practice loving wellness in your own life and tap into the healthiest, happiest, most aligned version of yourself through both solo episodes and conversations with experts in many fields. Let's get into the show. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Loving Wellness Podcast, and welcome if you're new. Today's episode is going to be a solo episode and the start to my three-part series called Wellness Foundations, where we're really going to go back to the basics and talk about the foundational aspects of healing, of wellness, of whole body health with my loving wellness approach. So just a few days ago, it was the spring equinox, and I feel like this is just such a good time to embark on some sort of healing or health journey. There's so much fresh energy in the air. There's more sunlight. People are happier. And it's generally a time where motivation starts to increase. And it makes sense, right? Like, this is the time that marks a new astrological new year. If you're into astrology, it was also Persian New Year on the spring equinox. And I'm Persian, if you didn't know. And it always made sense to me. I wrote a post about this on Instagram, but it always made sense to me to start the year on the first day of spring. It just makes a lot of sense that this is the day that a whole new season begins, but also a whole new year begins with all this fresh energy, renewal, rebirth. These are the themes of this time. And, you know, in our calendar, we start the new year in the dead of winter. And it's just kind of funny that people start New Year's resolutions then. I mean, I do it too, right? Because that's our new year. But it's interesting because that's really a time to hibernate and go within and slow down. So it's not really conducive to having new goals and trying to start new habits. Although I believe that you can start a new habit at any time of the year, any day, and to never wait until Monday or next week or next month or next year. It's like, let's start now. However, if you are feeling not so good in your body, if you're dealing with chronic symptoms, if you have a health issue that you want to resolve, if you just want to get healthier in any way, shape, or form, even if you're generally doing well, this is such a good time to start. Like I said, that start of spring is like a letting go of the winter, the darkness, and all the things from the past. And it's a really good time to let go of habits that don't serve you, of wellness practices that don't serve you, or a lack thereof, and to start new ones to really thrive and become the best version of yourself. So, with that being said, I wanted to do a series on wellness foundations because I really think that a lot of people are quick to go to the supplement that's going to heal all their issues or to advanced functional lab testing, which I literally do in my practice and love, but it's not where we start. And it's not where we start because if you don't have foundations in place, if you're not doing the things that you need to be doing day in and day out, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you are not going to get well. It's as simple as that. You can't just supplement your way into healing and perfect health. You can't also just focus on your physical health, I believe. I think it really comes from a combination of all these different aspects, and our mindset is so important. So as you can see by the title of this episode, we're starting with mindset because I believe it's that crucial to your success on a healing journey. But we're really going to go back to basics. So this is going to be a three-part series, like I said. So starting today and then for the next two solo episodes, every other week when I release them, it will be a part of this series. And another reason I really wanted to do this right now is because I feel like the foundations get a bad reputation, right? They're not sexy. There's no quick fix. We have to do them consistently, whether it's working on our mindset or moving our bodies in a loving way every day or getting natural sunlight or eating well, like eating enough protein, all these things. We're going to talk about them in further depth. And there's more than just that. But These things often require sustainable lifestyle change, and you have to do them forever, which a lot of people aren't willing to do. But I don't think that people realize, unless you can sustain something and make it a habit and make it a part of your lifestyle in the name of health and wellness, you're not going to maintain the results that that thing gives you. Whether it's a crash diet, right? You can't sustain that forever. You can't starve yourself forever. And as we all know, hopefully by now, that's actually going to wreak way more havoc on your body than focusing on nourishment and eating really well, eating whole foods, eating consistently, eating enough, all these things that eventually when you heal your body, you heal your metabolism, will help you achieve a weight that is healthy for your body. But a lot of us don't want to do those things, and we just want that quick fix. And crash diets are just one example. There's so many cleanses and detoxes out there that really don't do shit, for lack of a better term. And I think that we need to just start to romanticize the foundations, I guess. So that's my intention with this series. And I can speak from my own experience on my own health journey and my struggles with various chronic symptoms, from gut imbalances and really severe cystic acne to thyroid issues, hypothyroidism, irregular cycles, like so many things that I've dealt with, brain fog, inability to focus, reflux, like you name it, I've probably had it. And in my experience with these things, I have found for my own health that the foundations are crucial. There's something I have to always come back to. And there's something that I basically always have in place as a part of my lifestyle. And of course, there's ups and downs that I don't do everything perfectly all the time, especially sleep. That one's a little tough for me. But I do think that they're super important. And like I said, we're starting with mindset today because I am a firm believer that your mindset is everything when it comes to your health and wellness and your emotional health, your spiritual health, like all the things. It really can affect so much when we heal, and your mindset actually might be the thing that's getting in the way of your body's ability to heal. So that's where we're going to start today. And I'm going to start with sharing a few mindset shifts in today's episode that are really important to wrap your head around, I believe, and really instill before you even start. And let's say you've already started, or, you know, a lot of people are already on a healing journey, or maybe you don't even know if you're on a healing journey or not, because it's kind of just been stuff you've been dealing with for so long, and you've always tried to do things to help, but nothing's worked. Wherever you are on your journey, you can always choose to begin again. And I think making a conscious choice, setting up conscious intentions, and actually having a goal of like, okay, right now is the time that I'm actually going to put my health first. I'm actually going to focus on healing. I'm actually going to do these things that are going to make me feel better. I think even just that conscious choice can switch the entire experience. So like I said, regardless of where you are on your journey, you can choose to start again and to start now. And when we do start, I don't even like to start with the food or with the exercise or any other lifestyle habit. I start with the mind. The first mindset shift that I like to start with is this idea, and I've talked about this before, especially if you've been listening to the podcast for a long time, and I just think it's that important, and I'm gonna sound like a broken record, but healing, being well, health is a tool. It's not the destination. It's not the entire purpose of being alive, and it's not the reason that we are here to be healthy. Being healthy is the thing that is going to help you live out your purpose in this world and be your best self and do the things that you're here to do. And I believe that every one of us is a soul that came here on this planet to do something and has a purpose in this world. And I don't think every soul's purpose is to just reach a destination of health. I think we all have different purposes that are rooted in service and helping others and helping all of us lift up in our consciousness and help one another, truly. And so I think that once you can start to shift your mindset around, I will be better when, or I will be happy when, or I will, you know, be confident enough to do this when I am healthy, it's not going to work. When you start to view healing as a tool, you start to see that you don't have to be perfectly healthy or reach this destination in order for feeling better to actually help you live out your purpose, right? Because why do you want to be healthy? Why do you want to heal from these symptoms? And that's a really good place to start asking yourself, why do you want this for yourself? Why do you want to feel better? Why do you want to improve your health? And getting really clear on the intention is really important too, because if it's to look a certain way, which isn't always bad, right? In the spiritual work I do, I've been taught, and I really love this, it's like, if your ego is aligned with your soul and your loving, it's not always a bad thing. We always write off ego as being negative and we need to get our egos out of the way. And for the most part, we do. We don't want to be living out of ego. However, if you want to look a certain way, that's not horrible, especially if the way that you want to do it is loving to your body and is going to be nourishing and nurturing and help you feel good from the inside out. That's a way different way of approaching things, though, than I want to be skinny, so I'm going to restrict this, or I want to be skinny, so I'm going to do everything this one wellness influencer does because I want to look like her. Like, there's so many different ways that this could go. So just checking where your intention is and then shifting that once again to a deeper why, and the deeper why being having your health as a tool to enjoy time with your family, for example, or to be able to travel as much as you want to travel, or to be able to have energy to go to work. Coming back to your why is really important. Viewing health and healing as a tool is really important. And coming also back to, we are humans living in bodies, and we're always going to have ups and downs, right? There's going to be ups and downs on any healing journey. If we try to view it as a destination, we're not going to be satisfied until we reach that destination. But there is no destination because our bodies are always communicating to us via symptoms. So even if we can get to a place where at a baseline, you're not experiencing the symptoms that are getting in the way of your daily life and you're feeling generally so much better than you were before, symptoms can still come back. And they can still come back because life happens. So for example, I know I have dealt with gut issues for a long time. My life, you know, I that was the first symptom, I guess, I ever felt was as a child, I had a lot of gut issues and it took a long time for me to heal the gut. And I've healed my gut multiple times and you don't just heal your gut once. I talked about that with Dr. Ryan Monahan on one of the recent guest episodes of the podcast. But, you know, I feel much better at a baseline right now than I used to. However, when I get really stressed out, the first thing that happens to me is my digestion goes down and I don't feel as good digestion wise. And it's almost silly to think that we will never, ever deal with symptoms ever again, because how else is your body going to communicate to you that something's up? So also coming back to that mindset shift of, it's okay if you take a few steps back on your journey. It's okay if something acute happens and you have to stop some of what you were doing for a little bit to focus on that. It's okay when there's ups and downs because it is a journey and there are going to be things that come up and life is a thing and we can't control all the stressors that come into our lives. So I hope that that helped to kind of put things into perspective just to start out, because I think a lot of people expect to 100% reverse every single thing. And I'm not saying that that's impossible. And it is very possible to feel completely different than the way you're feeling right now if that feeling is not so good. But we also need to be realistic and we need to let go of this attachment to a perfect outcome, because there is no such thing as perfect, as we all hopefully know by now. Another mindset shift I really want people to understand when they embark on a healing journey, if you're on a healing journey, is something else I talk about quite a bit. And it's this idea that the same thing that helped you heal 5 years ago, maybe, or even 1 year ago, the same thing that helped you back then, it may not actually work for you now. Different things work at different times in our lives. So letting go of any attachments you have, not just to a specific thing that you were doing or a specific routine or a specific diet or a specific workout regimen, but also letting go of any attachments to what health looks like to you. So A, it's recognizing that our bodies are always going to be changing, and the same thing that works for us now isn't going to be the same thing that works for us in the future or the same thing that worked for us in the past. But also our ideas of health can shift and our goals can shift, and being okay with that, but also open to that and having this openness of like, yeah, I don't have the same health goals that I did 5 years ago because my life is different, my priorities are different, and my idea of health has changed. I know for myself, my idea of health looked very different 5 years ago than it does today. And I think a lot of us can relate to, especially women, wanting our bodies to look a certain way, equating a certain body composition or size to health, or even equating a specific routine to health, right? And doing those things makes you healthy. If you don't do them, you're not healthy. And I think as we all mature and as we all grow, we start to realize that health can look different for all of us, and it does. It also feels different for all of us. And also depending on the life stage that you're at, your health actually looks different. So for example, if you're pregnant, that's completely different than if you're postmenopausal, which is completely different than if you're a teenager, you know? So there's so many different factors, but letting go of this attachment to what it should look like and allowing yourself to explore what healing right now for you in this moment would feel like can be a really helpful shift in your mindset, and also even an exercise that you can do to really get clear on your vision for what you want out of this healing journey, but also for how you want to feel, for how you want to go about it, and for the energy that you want to have on this whole journey. And that brings me to my next mindset shift. And this is something I'm super passionate about because I know firsthand the difference, but I also know that energy is so real. So it really does matter when it comes to our health. And so this mindset shift is really about the way we're approaching things that are happening in our health, our symptoms, what's going on in our bodies, our minds. And it really is at the core of loving wellness too. This idea, this mentality is all about approaching our wellness from a loving lens. And one thing that I want people to understand, and I wish everyone knew, is that the more we resist things, the more that we resist symptoms, the more we resist anything that's happening in our lives. This can be applied to really anything, but right now we're talking about healing journeys. So let's talk about physical symptoms or habits or mindsets that we have. The more that we resist negative thoughts, like whatever it is, when you resist, that actually locks that thing in. So for example, I find that the more that I resist a certain symptom or something happening in my body, the longer that thing stays. The more I'm in this energy of hatred, the longer that thing stays, the symptom, whatever it is, stays, and the longer I have to deal with it. And energetically speaking, when you hate something or resist something, you, like I said, lock it in. You're sending this signal to your subconscious that you want that thing to stay because you are not willing to accept it. And when we have this energy of resistance, of hatred, these are not conducive to healing. These are not healing energies. Everything is energy, right? And your body's always listening and your body's always feeling. So if you want something, and this is one of the basic laws of, you know, the universe, if you will, or manifestation, or whatever you want to call it, if you want something, you have to match your energy to that thing. So that's why having a positive outlook and intention and mindset with these things is so powerful. And this is literally backed by science, as we now know, and you can look through the work of Dr. Joe Dispenza. I find that to be very inspiring to see how much this frequency and energy matters. But even just look back to your own experiences. Like if you were dealing with something, let's say acne. I think acne is one of those things where we hate it, right? We're resisting that it's on our face. If you've ever dealt with acne, you know what I'm talking about. the more I was in that mindset around my acne, the longer I had to deal with the acne. And that's not to say this is the only way to heal, because like I said, the mindset's important, but we're going to talk about so many other things and you really do have to address what's going on physically. But just in terms of mindset, approaching things instead of this hatred or resistance with curiosity, without judgment, this is really the way to go, in my opinion. And something I like to do with clients I work with one-on-one and with myself is to really ask questions. Whether it's a symptom that's popped up or something that just won't go away, or maybe it's just a lack of general progress on their health journey, we always come back to, let's talk about how we can get curious about it, how we can approach this non-judgmentally. We can't be in denial, right? You have to accept what's going on. You have to accept your symptoms. You have to accept whatever's happening with your body before you can start to change it. And that goes for anything else in life. So when we don't do that and when we don't approach things with curiosity and use our bodies as feedback, our symptoms as feedback, rather, it's going to make it that much harder to heal. So sometimes the missing piece really is just your energy towards the symptoms you're experiencing or towards your healing journey as a whole. Okay, this next mindset shift is something that might be controversial. I think we've reached this place in wellness and it's kind of changing again, but we did reach this place in wellness where it's kind of like everything was considered diet culture and everything was considered restrictive or disordered. And I think that on a healing journey, when you have chronic symptoms, when you don't feel good, when you have something like PCOS or hypothyroidism or SIBO or leaky gut or something that really affects your daily life, it is not restrictive to restrict, quote unquote, or take certain things out. And it actually might be necessary and crucial to your healing. And I think that that has been stigmatized almost, because if someone's avoiding gluten because their gut gets inflamed when they eat it, that could even be seen as restrictive, but it's the farthest thing from that. We always have to go back to intention. It's like, what's your intention with cutting out gluten? If you're just going gluten-free to be gluten-free, that's one thing. But if you don't feel good when you eat gluten, we got to get to the root cause. We got to, you know, heal the gut and do whatever. But you also shouldn't be eating gluten. We don't want to add fuel to the fire. We don't want to add inflammation to an already inflamed gut. And I'm just using gluten because it's such an easy example, but that goes for anything. So the mindset shift here is sometimes we really do have to restrict or take certain things out on a healing journey, and it's not a restrictive act. It's actually just making your health a priority and making your health, and I talk about this a lot, you're making your health more important than the immediate gratification of whatever that thing is, whether it's gluten, whether it's, you know, sugar. And it's also just a testament to how well you're taking care of yourself and putting your body first. A lot of us don't have that connection with our bodies, so we're not going back to ourselves and asking our bodies, like, do you actually want me to eat the gluten right now, or are you good? And then our body will communicate back to us via symptoms if we do have something that didn't agree with us. And it's more complex and nuanced, because oftentimes there are certain foods or triggers that cause symptoms that are a little delayed. But for the most part, our bodies are speaking to us and it's up to us to listen. So I know when I eat something that my body did not want, I will get that feedback pretty immediately. And me restricting that thing isn't a disorder and it's not restrictive. And depending on the case, it actually might be quite healthy. However, it always comes back to intention. So checking yourself, asking yourself why, coming back to that curiosity that we were just talking about of like, why am I restricting this thing? And I think that it's definitely a case-by-case basis. There's no umbrella, you know, answer or one thing goes for everyone. And that's the problem with information online and on social media. It's like there is no one size fits all with health. And even just these things that I've been talking about in terms of me and my experiences, they might not be true for you and your experience. However, a lot of these mindset shifts are general enough to the point where they can be applied to you and your healing journey. And that's really what I hope that you're getting out of this episode. So with that being said, The last thing I wanted to go over, the last little mindset shift I have, and if there's one thing you take away from this, I hope it's this one. Take what works for you and leave the rest. That is something you'll hear me say often in my content. You've probably heard me say it before. We cannot outsource our healing to anyone. We can't outsource our healing to anyone on social media. We cannot outsource our healing to a friend or a family member who claims to know everything about health and wellness. And we certainly cannot outsource our healing to our own practitioners, even though that might be the person you go to and trust the most, and it should be. And I always say, ask your own practitioner before implementing this, and do not just take what I say at face value, especially if it's online and we're not working together one-on-one. It's a different story if we are, but even if we are, and even if you do have a practitioner you work with one-on-one, that person is not you. They are not in your body. They do not have your intuition, and while they can consult and give you recommendations and support you on your healing journey, and that's really what the point of a practitioner is, and I'm not talking about a surgeon who is going to perform a surgery that you need acutely in the moment. I'm talking about for our general health and well-being, or even on a healing journey from chronic illness. We can't just give our power away to anyone. And that includes me. If I'm your practitioner or even just someone you follow online, take what works for you and leave the rest and check in with your body. Check in with yourself on what feels good. We all have an intuition within us. We all know when something just doesn't feel right in our gut. And we all know when we should or shouldn't be doing things that we're told to do based on how that thing is making us feel. I feel like all of us have a way of knowing when something actually feels good and when something doesn't. And of course, if it's something that's very low risk, you can always try it on for yourself and see how that feels and take the, you know, result as feedback. But when it's something a little bigger, or it's a whole supplement protocol and you just don't feel good about it, or, you know, there's so many different instances and situations and examples, check inside. Just check in with yourself to see if that's actually something that you feel like will be right and true for you in that moment. And you can come back to it. No one's putting a gun to your head. No one's forcing you to do anything. And if you do feel like a practitioner or someone online is telling you that there's only one way, or that their way is the right way and everyone else's way is wrong, run to the other direction. Everyone's journey is different. Every healing journey is different. And we can take inspiration and tips and things from other people, but we have to remember there's 1,000 ways to get to Rome, right? There are so many different ways to achieve the health and vitality that you want. And first of all, know that it's possible for you. So many of us are so caught up in symptoms and not feeling well that we actually don't even know what it feels like or looks like to be well. So first of all, work on the part of you that feels like you might not even get to that place if you do have that within you. Let go of the doubt. Let go of any ideas of what it might look like. And then build that confidence and that intuitive muscle within yourself to know what's true and not true for you, and what works and what doesn't work for you. And of course, your practitioner, if you're working with one, is there to support you and help you. And if you work with me, I will be there to support you and help you on what does work for you and what doesn't, but I will not tell you, and I will not act like I know your body better than you do. I will be there to give guidance. I will be there to give my recommendations. I will be there to educate, but I am not you. So whoever you work with, keep that in mind. And whether you're on this journey with a practitioner, with someone else, or alone, or with the help of, you know, things online, podcasts, just use discernment, please. It is the most important thing you can do, not just for health and wellness, but any information you take in. If there's anything I've learned in the last few years, it's just the importance of what we're consuming. That goes for health information, that goes for any information for that matter, and taking time to disconnect and come back to yourself and your own body is going to be so beneficial in the long run on your healing journey. So I hope that you make that space for yourself, that mental space, that even physical space, to do so. And this looks like setting up boundaries on your phone. It looks like setting boundaries with information overload and really having that practice of coming back to yourself, whether you like to meditate or journal or really anything. There's so many other ways to get in tune with your intuition. And I have lots of information on this in my other podcast episodes. You can scroll through and I talk about a lot of these practices and, you know, the inner growth journey and the spiritual growth that I believe needs to take place alongside a physical healing journey, because it is that important. But I hope these mindset shifts and these messages have been helpful for you and really helped to shape the way that you're viewing your healing, whether you're already on a healing journey, whether you're about to start and you feel like you're really ready to take control of your health. I, like I said, believe that the mindset around these things is just as, if not more important than the actual things we're doing for healing and the actual foundations, which we're going to get into in the next two episodes of this series. So stay tuned for that and stay tuned for all the future podcast episodes. We have some amazing guest episodes coming out this month, as well as the rest of this series. So subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Let me know what you think over on Instagram at Avanuri Wellness, which is where you can find all the updates and things for the podcast, as well as all my other wellness content. And if you liked this episode, I'm sure you'll like the stuff I post over on there. And if you are looking for support on your healing journey, if you are looking for a practitioner that takes a true mind, body, spirit approach, a true 360 holistic approach to health, but that also relies on evidence-based practices and the science and functional medicine practices, I am here to support you in any way I can. So if you're interested in working together and becoming a client and going through my program, the information is all below in the show notes, and you can find that information as well on my website, avanuriwellness.com. Thank you guys again for listening. I love you all very much, and I will talk to you all in next week's episode.